It didn't. The scan was a complete success, I'm told. My neural structure was acquired flawlessly. You did it too soon, Quirrenbach said. That's right, isn't it? You couldn't wait for all the medical checks, and this is what it did to you. Ryvich's head approximated a nod. People like myself, and Tanner, and yourself, he said, directing his gaze at me, like medicines. Almost no one on Sky's Edge has it in their cells, except for the very few who were able to afford the services of the Ultras, and even those that could often chose some other kind of longevity procedure. We had other things to concern us, I said. Of course we did, which is why we dispensed with such luxuries. The trouble was, I'd need medicines to protect myself against the effect of the scan. The old style. Hard and fast, I said. The best, if you listen to the theorists. Everything else is a compromise. The simple fact is that if you want to get your soul into the machine, and not just some blurred impression, you have to die in the process, or at least suffer what would ordinarily be lethal injury. So why didn't you protect yourself with medicines? Quirrenbach said. There wasn't time to do it properly. Medicines have to be carefully matched to the user, and introduced into the body slowly. Otherwise the effect is massive toxic shock. You die before the medicines can aid you. If you used Sylvester's equipment, I said carefully, remembering what I'd been told of those experiments, you shouldn't even be breathing. It was an updated process, based on Sylvester's original work, but you're right. Even allowing for technical refinements, I should be quite dead. As it happens, I was administered with enough broad-spectrum medicinery to survive the scan. At least, temporarily. He waved his hand at the life support module and the three attendant servitors. Refuge supplies these machines. They're trying to stabilize the cellular damage and introduce more refined variants of medicines, but I suspect they're only doing it out of obligation. You think you're going to die? I said. I feel it in my bones. I tried to imagine what it would have been like for him, that agonizing instant of neural capture, like being caught in the glare of the brightest flare imaginable, a radiance which shone beneath the skin, into the marrow itself, turning him into a smoky glass sculpture of himself for that piercing instant. The rapid analytic beams of the scan, focused down to cellular resolution, would have swept through his brain at a speed only fractionally faster than the speed of synaptic impulses, keeping slightly ahead of the cortical messages, proclaiming the havoc spreading through his mind. By the time the scan reached his brainstem, no information would have yet reached that part regarding the disruption being suffered by the layers of his mind situated above. Because of that slight edge, the overall snapshot of his brain would have been completely normal, apart from the slight blurring caused by the finite spatio-temporal resolution of the process. The scan would have been finished before Ryvich had recognized that it had begun, and by the time his mind began to keel over under the shock of the procedure, whole neural routines crashing into coma, it would not matter at all. He would have been captured. And even the damage should not have mattered, should not have been anything which the medicines could not have repaired, almost as swiftly as the injuries took place, like shelling a building, dislodging bricks, but with a team of fanatical builders inside, putting right the harm before the next shell arrived. But Ryvich had never taken that